Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
To be with you because I want to wrap up what happened last week still and give you all the information that's going to go on this week. But first, I'd like to introduce myself and say hello to everyone in chat. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Candy. Thank you for joining me. You know you're my babes. So just to let you know, Saturday we had, well, let me introduce myself because here we go. I'm getting ahead of myself again. I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm a psychic spirit medium. I'm an RN. I'm a life coach, I'm a legal nurse consultant, and I am a counselor. I do specialize in counseling in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues of any kind, but I also rock any problems that you have. Intuitively, I always use my psychic ability. And medium, oh, I rock spirit, and I love when I can bring them through. So you can go to my website, www.BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, read all about me. I have a blog. I think it's not really up the way I want it, but my shows are embedded there, so you can listen to any of the, I think, latest shows. It gives about 5 days worth of shows. And you can find my contact page. There you can contact me by, gives you all ways, but if you, there's a little drop box that allows me to know what you want, reading or counseling or both, and it will send me a message to my email. I also am on Skype, so I do it through Skype. I can do telephone, of course. I don't really do written because, oh my gosh, it would take me forever, as you see when I put up the episode info. So my brain kind of thinks five sentences ahead of me, and then when I try to put them down, it just seems like a jumble. So I love the phone. I love Skype. They're my two besties. I am on Facebook. You can get me at Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Drop me a line. Tell me how you like the show. Or I love you to like me on Blog Talk and leave me messages there. Sometimes I don't know where the messages are. And if you want to send me a message, please use my email, balbers714@aol.com. It is also on my website. It is the best way to reach me because I do look at my email a lot, so it will go right to me. Let me know what you want to hear. If there's anything particular that I'm not covering that you might want to know, or any guests that you really want to get to and you don't know their information. I am so excited to have talked to you. I hope everybody listened on Saturday's show. I brought Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, in with his new book, Evidence of Eternity. While he didn't give away any of his book stories, because they're fabulous, he did talk about the different levels of heaven or the different levels of the other side and how he felt. He studies theology. He's a lawyer. He's been to England to the Arthur Findlay School many times. It's worth getting the book. I didn't give any of his secrets away, and the one thing I did want to go into was his father's abilities. They're amazing, and he does go into it in his book. It is sold out, so if you go to Amazon.com, his website, you can go to evidenceofeternity.com. You can pre-order the book. I think it just came out the other day again in the second printing. So please, if you can, he is a fabulous lawyer, a fabulous medium, and a really excellent writer. So we had so much fun on the show, and I hope everybody did enjoy listening to it because it was so much fun for me, although I really wanted to get into suicide, what he felt about suicide, what he felt about how people who do crimes. But he did that in the first book, and he brings it again into a second book, but he really wanted to get into the language change. And I love that. He says all mediums, yes, are interdimensional communicators. I love that because it's exactly what we're doing. We're communicating interdimensionally. Love that. He had other language in his book. Beacon was called a something beacon. I am so jazzed about all of it. Energy beacon and how you can reach spirit and how spirit reaches you. So it is really super cool. Read the book. And today, of course, I am going to go over, yay, oh gosh, I'm so excited, the crown chakra. They're allowing me to finally finish up. So the crown chakra is what I'm going to go into today. You know, we've gone through from root to crown. And you know, there are so many other little chakras and chakras you can read about, but these are your seven main ones. They affect the body, your alignment, your kundalini, the way you speak, the way you feel about yourself and others, and how you deal with the world. That's why I think they have made me, or actually didn't make me because I'm jazzed about doing anything for spirit, that they wanted me to go over this with you in great depth. So today, yay! My favorite, one of my favorite chakras is the crown chakra, because of course that's where you get all your messages. The crown chakra is the highest chakra, represents our ability to be fully connected to spirituality. OMG, that's me. But I love it. I know there's others, and I know people say, oh, it's not the highest one. There's other ones, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But these are the main 7 chakras. The crown chakra is located at the top of the head. Just open my head and let them come in. The emotional issues, our inner and outer beauty, our connection to spirituality, and pure bliss. Who doesn't want pure bliss? I don't know that we can achieve that on the earth plane as humans, but we can get pretty close because we control how we think. You can be in the worst situation and still look at the best side of what is going on. I don't know that you would call that pure bliss, but at the point that you get to that 7th chakra, it's coming in as pure bliss. So I love this. It's also about your inner and outer beauty. You can't be beautiful on the outside, or you can't think you're beautiful on the outside without working on the inner beauty. I see so many people that are beautiful, they're smart, they're intelligent, yet they feel inside that they aren't, and therefore they don't see what the outer world sees. So I always say work on your inner beauty, work on how you feel about yourself, work on being beautiful to all spirits, alive, dead, around, you know, just rock the nice gene and know that not everything can be perfect, but how you handle your situations in a non-perfect world is what you're going to get out of it. So it is so much of my chakra that I love, and it is the color purple. The color purple resonates with the note B. So if you're listening to music or you want to really work on your crown chakra, well, I would Google or go to YouTube and Google music for the crown chakra, and you'll see that is all going to be in the B note. Let's go into the 3rd chakra, and let me see if I can even see this, but the 3rd chakra is located again at the top of the head. The physical problems that you might encounter with a crown chakra that's off balance or not quite aligned with your spiritual path, you can have headaches, upper or frontal sinus conditions, neurological disturbances, bad eyesight, glaucoma, cataracts, macular, it kind of bleeds into each other, but the crown chakra deals with anxiety and depression. Please pardon me, that was the 3rd eye, but I love the 3rd eye, so I always go right to it. And it's anxiety and depression, bipolar disorder. That's really interesting because you'll find a lot of people in mental institutions with bipolar conditions that are not allowing them to conform to society as we see it. And we all say, all of us that are open about mental illness, is a lot of these people were light spirits. They came down and couldn't handle the energy, and therefore they couldn't come and fulfill their duty here as light spirits. So you can have coma or amnesia, headache, migraine, stroke, brain tumor, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, ADD, attention deficit disorder, which really runs in my family, and dyslexia. Cognitive delusions, ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, mental illness, schizophrenia, multiple personality disorder, which I did work with a lot of years when I was younger. That was my thing. I met Dr. Wilbur. Oh, my goodness, that was amazing. She wrote 3 Faces of Eve. Dementia or Alzheimer's disease. I call it Alzheimer's disease. I call it Alzheimer's disease. Anyway, and I am a nurse, so I'm allowed to do that. I'm going to say that I believe in Eastern and Western medicine. If you have any of these symptoms, of course you're going to see a doctor. But I believe after you're diagnosed or you get the medication or the treatment that you need, and you do need treatment for a lot of these symptoms, you need to align your crown chakra. So how do you do that? You invite the divine to enter your daily life. through prayer, meditation, communion with nature, or like endurance athletes, connect with the divine through physical exertion. Honor the connection you currently have, and truth will open the door to greater levels of connection. So again, we look at meditation, we look at talking to our higher self and our higher source, communion with nature, which is always Mother Nature. Gaia gives you all kinds of nurturing. We talked about when we were looking at the root chakra, walking along a beach, walking barefoot in the mud, or not mud, but the grass, because it gives negative ions. We are a positively ion body. We need the negative to neutralize everything. We need the negative ions from the earth to nourish us, to give us the minerals and vitamins that we need through our feet. And our feet, with, you know, everybody knows about reflexology, I think. They do it in all the spas now. That's how we get our ions, our negative ions, in through the feet. So if you wear shoes or you wear sandals, like we're all taught to do, we don't get those negative ions. So go out and commune with nature. Why it works is fear, anxiety, and anger shut down our connection to the divine. Also very, very, very heavy sorrow. This is one reason we pray or use techniques that allow us to release emotions that otherwise block the light coming down through this crown chakra. This is a really complicated chakra, as you all can probably know and hear. It's your first chakra that the light comes in. So if you're stunted, or your crown chakra actually is damaged or not working properly, nothing can get out or in, and it's a really tough one to really deal with. So I love that we can clear these chakras. Western and Eastern medicine avail. So if you, and I believe in clearing them even if you don't have any of these, okay, because that crown chakra will allow the light to come in so much clearer. And of course, we all love light, and that is what I love about the crown chakra, that it gives you all of your psychic ability, your connection to spirituality, and it is the highest chakra of the seven. I am going to tell you what angel that I feel is the crown chakra. Of course, they all overlap and interconnect, but the one that rocks the purple crown chakra is Jeremiel. Name means mercy of God, and his aura is violet. You will see sparkles of purple light when Jeremiel is with you. I hope I'm pronouncing it, Jeremiel. Is with you, and the crystal aligned with the energy of him is amethyst. Oh, my Lord, I love amethyst. Amethyst and rose quartz always sat by my bed. Now I've taken them, and now my white crystals and moon stones are sitting there. But I love the amethyst. It happens to be my husband's stone of February. So, and it's a beautiful purple. Jeremiel is an archangel of prophetic visions and helps newly crossed over souls review their lives. Oh, who wouldn't love him? He also helps the living take inventory of their life so they can make positive adjustments. You will learn from these experiences and be stronger and centered on love. That's why we're here. Love. Love of friendship, love of people, love of animals, love of nature, love of life, and love of yourself. Yourself being number one, because you can't love anything else until you come to grips and love yourself. You can, but it's not going to be a fulfilling union. You will then learn that from these experiences, you can be stronger and centered on love. Call upon Jeremiel to heal emotions, clairvoyance, and prophetic visions, and interpreting psychic dreams. Call on him, guys, when you have that dream that you can't figure out. Jeremiel is who you need to call. Wearing or holding amethyst helps you to connect even closer to Jeremiel's kind and loving energy. I love Jeremiel. He rocks the crown chakra. So again, I am through. We are now done. All seven chakras. I am going to tell you once again how to clear them visually. Everybody has different ways of doing it, so you can do it any way you want. But I had one caller that her name was Rose, and so she always sees her chakras in the color roses that they are, and she sees that rose spinning clockwise, and she goes right up her body and visualizes it. I do, and take what I call a rainbow shower. Although if you're all psychic out there, which I know you are, you're going to say, right, Bonnie, you tell everybody, but do you do it? Yes, I do when I can think of it. So we all take showers. I hear you, Jerry. We all take showers, and I think, or baths. And so what I do is I visualize the beautiful rainbow of life. All the colors of the chakra, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, coming right down onto my head, into my crown chakra, washing all from inside out, downward to the root chakra, and out the drain. So any blockages, any negative energy that you've picked up, or any just, you know, plain old worry, negative anything, goes right down that drain, and all you're left with is that beautiful rainbow sunshine of all your chakras when you are done visualizing it. So that's how I rock my chakras, although I love listening to chakra meditation music, but I can't listen to it over a few minutes, so that's kind of a problem for me. So I start and get to maybe my middle chakra, and then I have to visualize the rest, but I am going to try really hard because there's some great music out there that does clear the chakras. Again, I went through the notes of all the chakras, and that is what happens when you listen to chakra meditation music. It goes through the note of the chakra it's clearing and moves up to the next note, so it's actually very beautiful. And I love that! So, again, we are now through the chakras. I want to talk to you about something that I think is really cool that I've heard, and it was brought up on Saturday night, and it's about free will. And I believe there is no coincidences out there, but we do have free will. So people say, well, why do you have, how can you figure you have free will, or that you can willy-nilly do anything? And so how do we say we co-create our life? We just come down and co-create it at that time? Well, I always believe we have a plan. There's a plan set for the life we have, and that is this life, reincarnated life on this physical earth plane as whoever you are this time. I'm Bonnie. So I believe that we do have free will, and that's what's called time. So if you heard Saturday when I asked Mark Anthony about it, he uses a good example, which I've always used. You can use free will. You can try to get off your life path. It'll let you get off just so far, and then bang, Spirit brings you right back into alignment. I used to say, and I still do if anybody asks me and I see what's going on with them, but they refuse to see it, I always say, you can go easy or you can go hard, which means this, and I think Mark wrote it in his last book, and I've used it a lot for even clients. You can go down a road, and you're going right down the road, and you come to a stop, okay, and you see five little branches off that road. Which one do you take? There's your free will. The thing is, at the end of those branches is the highway again. So you can take an easy road, and you can just go right through and straight through to that big highway again, or you can take a little right turn or a left turn, and you can end up doing things that either are good for you or not in your life path journey, but you're always going to get back to that road. And I think free will is time. So, again, I believe there are no coincidences in life. I think we've picked this this body and this lifetime and the lessons we're supposed to learn here, and it just depends on how well we learn them, and I love that. So I don't say everything's predestined, because I do think we can alter and change once we get here and co-create our life path and our journey, but we're never going to really venture off what we are actually here to do. If we do that and we get too far off, Spirit's going to nudge us back. It just depends if you listen. And if you listen, your life journey here is going to be fulfilled with life lessons, with what your soul is going to need to grow. And the next time around, you might not have to rock these lessons. And that's what I love. We try to lessen our karmic footprint each time we come. A karmic footprint is when we have created karma in a past life, and or even karma in this life. Although what I'm finding out about karma, and anybody that wants to jump on or, you know, let me know what they think, but karma, good or bad, okay, it used to be that you could have lifetimes to make up your karma. I see karma in the last 20 years coming and hitting people right in the smack in the face with what you do to others will come back to you. Probably tenfold, I always say, because we're not here to harm anybody. And it might not come back. Like if you are mean to somebody and tell them and laugh at them, you might not get somebody laughing at you, but you might not down the road get the job you want because everybody thinks you're foolish. So I have seen this happen to so many people, even in love, who've hurt other people. Now, we are here to not be perfect. We're here to learn. So everybody gets hurt. Everybody has joy. Hopefully everybody has love in some way. But it's how we affect others. So you can look at bullies. And I think, again, Mark Anthony does address bullies in his book, which I love. Bullies won't get away with it. You don't ever have to worry that you have to get back. And I know that people who are bullied are really hurting. But I can tell you, and I used to smile, here's what happened to me in New York. I got into a taxi cab, and the gentleman, I should use loosely, charged me triple what it was. It should have been $30, and he charged me $70, and then he said he didn't take credit cards. So what was I going to do? He wasn't going to let me out of the cab, and I was so frustrated. So I just smiled because I heard Spirit say, don't worry, because it's not your job to be upset, because that's karmic that he now has to repay. So I took out the money that I had, and I didn't have very much of it because I had a credit card, and I gave it to him, and I smiled, and I said, I hope you have a good day, because I know sometime you will need this favor. And he looked at me, and he said, well, my family needs this money, and I smiled and said, here it is. But I at least walked away, didn't say anything. I knew that he was wrong. I knew he was stealing the money. I know what he was doing. But what Spirit said is not my job to yell at him, punish him, scream. But what my job was to walk away in love and light, because I know why he's at what he is and the level he's at and how he will never, never achieve what he wants by ripping people off. So I knew that karma had worked very quickly. And I could see it when Spirit opened my eyes. So again, you don't have to worry about people who are mean or nasty to you. Just smile. Let Spirit take care, because they will not get away with it, because we're not here to harm people on this earth plane. I don't know why I went through that. So if there's somebody out there that needed that, I'm going to tell you that Spirit made me give that story. I am so excited about this week. Today is Wake Up World with Bonnie, and I'm going to put Candy on in just a second. We can chat, but I can tell you that tomorrow we have one of my favorite guests. I mean, he just rocks the house every time he's here, and that's Jerry Humphries. He's the CEO of the magazine that I'm a columnist for. Yes, I'm a columnist. Can you believe it? And I keep saying, really? Because I used to dream when I was a kid that I was Dear Abby. And look, now I'm Ask Bonnie. So again, go to www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. I'm right there. And if you want to ask me any questions about anything, there is a contact information that you can send. Also, if you want to write any articles for the magazine, it's a fabulous, wonderful, informative magazine. Take a look at it. Use your contact information and let Jerry know what you want to do. He is also a psychic medium. He is a hypnotherapist. He is a master Reiki teacher and doer. I don't know what you call it, doer, but he does Reiki, and he does it from afar, and He also does it from where he is in England or the UK. He has plenty of clients, and you can reach Jerry at senseofknowing.co.uk. I keep forgetting that, Jerry. You need to just be a .com. So please get a hold of him, because he also goes in. He's an animal and pet communicator. He finds missing pets. He has to see a picture of them. He also communicates with pets. He goes in through his Indian guide, totems, animal totems, and he is really a cool, cool guy. He's a hypnotherapist by trade, and he is just a neat man. He's, to me, a master teacher, and I am bringing him to you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So thank you, Jerry, for coming back, because you know I beg you to come all the time. He is just a super wonderful fella, and he really loves being on the show. He likes helping and communicating with everyone. And again, you can reach Jerry at www.senseofknowing.co.uk. And he will be with us tomorrow at 1. So I'm going to put our little angel girl on. Here we go. Well, I think I'm going to put her on. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. How are you doing, girl?
Doing great.
Well,
Speaking of Jerry, he did my totem animals for me, and one of them is the butterfly, and I see butterflies all the time.
That's wonderful. You can ask Jerry what animals I rock, and I hope I don't see them all the time, because I think I was a double snake, a double bear, and a double something else, a smelly thing, maybe a skunk. So you can ask him, even though they were wonderful animal totems, and I know Jerry's laughing, I can't see them all the time, but maybe it's a deer, because I love deer, and I do see them every once in a while. I'm very, very, unfortunately, when I do see them, it's on the side of the road, and I want to cry. So I love when Jerry does animal totems. You can also reach him, and he can do your animal totems and send you that email. He go to his website, everyone. He does do it. Get a reading from him, and he'll send them to you. But, you know, how did you like Saturday night? Wasn't it really interesting?
It was extremely interesting. He had a lot of things to say that were so interesting. He made you think, too.
Yeah. Because he's a lawyer also and a theologian, and, oh, my goodness, he's everything you could think of. It's tough sometimes to follow. I like when he goes into the string theory and all of the, amplitude and frequency. In the book, he explains it so nicely because he uses examples. But if you're just talking to him and he uses it, sometimes it's just so fascinating. You just don't want him to stop talking. But he uses animals in his book also. So how was your weekend, and what are you up to, Miss Angel Card Reader?
Oh, well, it was a good weekend. The husband got home from a business trip, and life seems to be back to normal. And I'm going to start reading a book. It's called The Healing Powers of Trees. And
that's right.
See what goes. Yeah.
Well, you know what's so funny? We do have a tree reader, Maggie, and she's writing a book right now. So I would love you to start reading. You heal with the angels, and I would love you to start reading about the trees, because I think that all nature, and you just rock all of that. And I know was I pronouncing Jeremiel's name right?
Jeremiel, yeah.
Jeremiel. Well, he is such a good angel. And do you have any words on him? Because the other thing I want to tell everybody, is there anybody who in chat or anybody that wants to ask me a question? I'm here. It seems like everybody's sleeping today. I am here to answer anything, and I will, if not, we'll just keep talking. But okay. What do you think of Jeremiel?
Well, he's a beautiful spirit. I mean, all of the angels are beautiful, and they bring beautiful things to you.
Yep, I absolutely think so. And I know they have messages for everybody, and I know that on Thursday, to let everybody know, Candy will be doing with me angel readings. And so we'll be talking about the angels. Yeah, we'll be talking about the angels. We'll talk about the colors and what crystal they rock. And we'll also be giving messages. I know you will be giving messages. And, of course, I don't ever keep my mouth shut. So I'll be helping you give those messages. But just to let you know, the week's coming. I mean, Wednesday, let's let everybody know, and I'm going to put you on hold, Candy. Wednesday, okay. We've got Dr. Ron Cole. He's also coming in. He does tarot. And, well, he's a master and doctor of astrology, but he's also a master of tarot. He rocks the major arcana, and when he reads, he's teaching us the major arcana cards. It's super cool. I know we're on maybe 10 and 11 this week, or I have to look because I am just so engrossed and fascinated when he starts teaching that I can't take notes, so I never know where we are. But if I pull out the deck, I do. But he also reads them very different than I've ever seen. He's been doing it for about 40 years. He's learned from a big institution, and he's never changed how he reads. I've never seen a spread like that. And at the end of his going through the major arcana, which I think there's number 22 or 21 at the end, he's going to put on YouTube on my channel a spread he's going to do for me. And that way you can see how he reads. It's super, super fascinating. And again, Ron Cole is also a mind control. He used to teach Silva mind control. Mind control is not what everybody thinks. It's not us controlling your mind. It's you controlling your mind. And how many people need that? I know it was really big, and who took it also was Annabelle Miller, who is comes right after Ron Cole. It's the girls will be there. It's Bonnie, Annabelle Miller, and Brenda Brand. We'll be all giving you messages, talking to you, laughing, and giving you whatever you need. So please call in then. But she also was a big advocate of Silva mind control. I almost took it because I don't know what it is, but I almost took it. It was really, really, right now I can't do it. But one of the things about it was big in the 80s. It was really heavy into past life regression and hypnotherapy. So, of course, Ron is a past life regressionist, and he loves doing it. He said it was really big in the 80s, but it actually helped him in all of his studies. So just think, if you can control your mind, which I never can control mine, as everybody knows, if you can control what you think, how you feel, and you just take that spark and you use it for concentration, for learning, and for teaching, just think of how powerful you could be. We are powerful spirits. We're powerful energy. And if you take that energy and you can control it, the world's your oyster. So I would love to take that. I'm going to see if Ron Cole will teach it to me, but I don't know. I know that it's a heavy course, and I'm going to see if he'll do it. I know that he said he's going to start teaching classes online, and that is by Skype. As soon as he learns how to use Skype on his computer, I'm going to start trying to teach him. So that is going to be really cool. So I gave you Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday is Jerry, and he will be with us for the whole 2 hours. We never get to everybody, so I know, please call in early if you're listening, because we will be taking calls. First, Jerry and I talk, and I have so much to talk to him about that we end up going into readings in about 20 minutes of him being on. But please call in, because listening to Jerry, understanding Jerry, and what we do together is something that you really need to know. So Wednesday you have Ron Cole and with the girls. We call us the Metaphysical View. So give us a call. Let us know how you're doing. Just you want to chat, you want to chew, whatever's going on, you want to ask us, give us a call. And that's at 2 o'clock on Wednesday. Thursday we have Candy and me. It's called Angel Speak. So at 1 o'clock you'll be hearing from the angels. Actually, you'll be getting messages from them. So Candy will be talking about some angels. And anybody who wants to call, please give us a call between 1 and 2. She will absolutely give you the messages for you from the angels. And I will be, of course, muttering up whatever I spirit tells me you need also. Friday is wrap up your week with me. Now that we're done the chakras, I'm actually going to start talking. That's why I brought up past life regression and things are not coincidences, maybe planned, but we don't see them, and how we can actually use that to our benefit. Here's a good example. Well, I love past life regression because I always think that I'm princesses and queens. Although I'm going to tell you, after reading Mark Antony's book, it said, you know how many Cleopatras he's met? And, you know, that is just terrible because, see, I thought I was Cleopatra and I thought I was the only one. But, of course, that doesn't happen because there's many millions of spirits, even from back when. I mean, remember, Adam and Eve were two. So if you're all related, or even if you don't think and you think it's the Big Bang Theory, we all are related to each other in some way because we started out with, like, nothing. So here, I just haven't met too many Cleopatras. I always think I'm Lady Guinevere, Cleopatra, Romeo and Juliet. Well, I'd be the Juliet. I always feel like some princess from Ireland, and I am hoping I never find out that I wasn't. So, again, I might look through rose-colored glasses, but I choose and prefer to look at it that way. And you know that when you're talking about, and I know I can hear you, that you can't always rock or you wouldn't learn and let your soul grow. So I do know I have had some past lives. I do see the past life that I had as an actress in the 20s, and I also see the terrible, horrible life that I had in the 40s, which was at World War II. So I came back pretty quick. They keep saying I jump in and out. I hope next time everyone hears this, because you know I sing. I hope I come back as Lady Gaga and Madonna, a combination. Of course, you know, a lot younger than both. Well, maybe not Lady Madonna. I mean, Lady Gaga. But I hope I am as big a pinnacle in the rock world business as they are. And I hope I rock the world with music. So this time I got sent back tone deaf. But next time I hope I am sent back with fashion availability to get any fashion statement that I want. And I rock the world with the best rock and roll a voice that I can have. Just think, if the voice is around when I come back, I want to win the voice. So get ready, guys. I'm going to be singing. But what's funny is I do sing anyway, even though I'm tone deaf. But I love being able to do that. So we are going to get so far into past life regression, and we're going to talk about on Friday about coincidences, deja vu. I think we started deja vu. There's several different types of deja vu. We're going to get really heavy into that. So if anybody wants to know or wants to call in and talk about what they've had with deja vu and also past lives, I love it. It's kind of your imagination can grow, because just think, whatever you bring into this lifetime has been pieces of what you were before, and what you will be in the future will be in pieces, including this life, what you are next. So I love that, because just think, if you're here, and I see it so many times, and Jerry will probably tell you this also, if you have come in with fears and phobias in this life, best book I have ever read that really talks about this. It was the groundbreaking book 35 years ago, and I think he wrote it before then, was the Harvard graduate Dr. Brian Weiss. I would like to get him on the show. I am going to see if I can get a hold of him. I think he's up there at this point, but he was the ground breakthrough, at least here, for past life regression. He never believed in it. He never did it. And then he had a patient with all these fears and phobias. So back then in the 70s, especially in the 60s and 70s, they started using hypnotism. They started hypnotizing people to see what would come out. And what came out of this girl, and again, the book is Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss, was all her past lives and how she was born and died. And a lot of them had to do with Dr. Weiss is a psychiatrist, with what the phobias were in this lifetime. She was just a worker at the hospital. She worked as a, I think she was in the cafeteria. And before long, all of her fears and phobias after working with Dr. Weiss, Brian Weiss, were a lot more diminished, gone. She had a better life. And one of them was that he found out, and this is what I'm going to tell you, if you have a fear of water, you could have drowned it or drowned somebody in a prior life, or maybe you were on Noah's Ark and didn't make it to the Ark. So you can pinpoint through past lives and deaths what your phobias are in this lifetime and beyond. So we, in fact, there are people that cut the karmic threads of ancestry. One of them we had on our show, and they are a couple. They are super cool, and I will put them on again. And I know that it exists. I know that it's very few people that do it, but the McNabs are one of the, you can look them up, the McNabs, he is a exorcist. I think she is a clairvoyant, and they work on, and her specialty is cutting the karmic ancestral ties. Probably you can Google it and find out some more. I'm sure there's other people that do it, but you know, if you don't cut those ties and get help for it, they keep coming back with you as an imprint in your spirit. So there is one phobia I have that I'm getting over, and that was my death at World War II. So I could not even look at a war movie. I still can't. I can't look at or hear any World War II memorabilia. I could never figure out why. Even though I'm Jewish, you know, you think, well, that's okay, but there's plenty of people that are Jewish that could. So what I did was I looked at my past life, and I'm starting to clear up now. I don't sit there and want to kill the TV. I don't want to sit there and rope it in and just throw it away. But I still don't like it, and it still bothers me, and that karmic thread is being taken out of my ancestral threading. And I love that, because then my kids coming in the future and now won't know that. So I do believe in karmic thread cutting and ancestral thread healing, and it is a cool way to start learning what you were in your past life as to what you need to get rid of in this life. So we're going to get into that. And so many people say, well, oh, Bonnie, if you were all princesses or I was a warrior, what am I this lifetime? Take a look at what your objective is on this earth plane, this physical existence. What do you do here? What are you drawn to? And usually you can link it to some of your past lives and what you needed work on and learning, or what you have done to others and have come back to pay back your karma with. So some people say that they don't ever find love, that every time they turn around, love doesn't exist for them. It could be in a past life that you have hurt someone, or you treated somebody like you're being treated in this lifetime. Does that mean you have to always rock that here? No. It means you take a look at it, you see why, you work on what you possibly could have, you know, rocked in those past lifetimes, and then you take that ancestral threading and you take it out of your DNA. You can do it. There's worksheets, and you can Google it, and I will do that for you so that you'll have something. And then you can start to heal. Usually it's some type of a personality that you're looking for, the same type of person that has hurt you in the past. And that if you can just take a look at it and look at what is going on, you can break it in this lifetime and actually be happy. So many times clients I see have come and said, why am I, well, this is the third boyfriend. We had one the other day that called. This is the third boyfriend that I can't get along with the family or sister. And they haven't looked at why. But if they don't look at why, every boyfriend that comes is going to have that sister. It's so funny, because we saw it in three of her relationships. So what you want to do is look and say, are you looking for the same type of person that's bringing that same type of energy? Or are you not working out something with a family member that needs to be looked at? So you can look at it two ways, and you can actually figure it out by doing both. You can talk to that person. If it doesn't work, then you know that's not it. Then you got to look for a different type of love. And it is so easy to see, but when you're in the middle of it, a lot of people can't read it or see it. So I love that we have that ability to look at past lives, the life you have now, and what you can take from both of them and heal. Same thing with family members. If you really can't get along, some people just can't get along with their family, which really makes me sad because we did come in here with them. We came in here to work certain things out with them. And if you don't, unfortunately, I can see a thread that you're going to keep having to come back. Now, doing the same thing. Now, if let's say a family member doesn't want to reconcile with you or be nice to you or even give you the respect they need to, and you have tried, then in love and light you can say you tried everything. Maybe the lessons are that you came with this person and it's their lesson of forgiveness, of learning how to get along, and of learning to live in a family. So not all the time is it our lessons. Sometimes we come with others to help them with their lessons. So, oh, life is so complicated, but it's so wonderful. What a great, great gift it is to be on the earth plane, to start learning, to have your soul grow, to be able to communicate to the other side and know one day we're going to go home. And just think of all the possibilities that we have on our way back down the next time. So I am just so excited, and I love this subject. I hope you're all as jazzed as I am. I hope I get a lot of calls, and I know that there are so many people that want to know what they are in a past life. That's something. They have past life regressionists. Jerry is one of them. You can get sessions where he does hypnotherapy to take you back and see. You can meet your guides. You can meet your gatekeepers. You can meet the people that help you on the other side with your physical existence. And so that, to me, opens the best door in our tool chest to live a great life, and that is to open up to spirit, open up to the people and the spirits, the angels and the archangels and all your spirit guides and gatekeepers that help you, that are invisible to you on this earth plane. They're a veil away, but they're actually there. And to lift that veil and to connect with the spirit world and let them help you in your physical existence in this world is so cool to me. And I love that. And I hope that you use the tools that are available to you. And that's why I have a lot of people on the show. You can look up past life regressionists. You can look up animal totems. You can look up, and there are people that will help you take a little look and see into your past, present, and future. And that, to me, you know, sometimes they say, well, Bonnie, you need to, I have no earth in my chart. I think I have one. And they say, Bonnie, you need to, you know, really work on your root chakra. Oh, heck, I just love being in the ethers. It's the coolest world, but I really have to live in this one. So I do believe in balance. I do have to tether myself down occasionally because I'm so excited about the possibilities and learning and doing and helping from the other side that it just intrigues me so much, and I hope it intrigues everybody out there. If there's anything, you know, there's another way to tune your chakras, which I haven't brought you because I can't find anybody that does it on air, and it's really tough to bring on a radio, is the singing bowls. I love those singing bowls, but I know there are people that do them, but it's very hard to get across on the radio. So there's so many things out there, everyone, to help you. I hope everybody loves who I bring in, myself included, and I think that this week is going to be phenomenal. I am going to tell you that if there's anything or any a subject that you'd like to hear from me, please drop me a line. I know that I have enough people that we can address it. And I hope that everybody calls in and listens. And I hope I'm giving everybody what they'd like to hear. That's why I do this. Today, I am on my third cup of coffee, although I haven't taken a breath to drink it. So I am going to tell everybody that I do appreciate you being out there. If there's any questions from chat, I would love to get a question. So Candy, if there are any questions that anybody wants to ask me or know about, I'm open for the next 5 minutes. Okay? I don't see any questions, but maybe it's because I can't see. I do want to tell everybody one thing, and that is that if you write me, and a lot of people do, and they put a message in private chat for me, I can't see that. So I do ask Candy or anybody in chat that's there to put up their question, maybe in a different color, or sometimes I'll put Candy on because I'll ask if there has been any questions from chat. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people that I can work on 8 tracks, but the one thing I can't do is talk, listen, go up in the ethers with spirit, and then see your messages because I just can't do that. That's why I appreciate anyone in chat that actually is there that can speak with all of our guests and write to me and ask me questions. I love taking questions from chat. It's one of my favorite things. Because I feel like there are people in chat that come and they don't want to get on the radio, but they would love to ask me something. And I see it so much in the private chat. So if you do want to ask me anything, please put it in chat. I am looking. I know that that's tough to do sometimes, but I love different questions. It helps me start and finish my Monday. We have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to ask if there's any questions. I'm going to put Candy on right now and ask. Hey, Candy.
Hi.
Does everybody just sitting there with coffee, or do we've got a question for the last 3 minutes?
I don't think anybody has a question, but Jerry says he doesn't know how to do the singing bowl.
He does? Does he have any? Oh, my goodness,
yes.
Jerry. Oh, you cease to amaze me. So, Jerry, I don't know if there's any way that we can put that on, but I would love to put that on a Monday or a Friday so that we can clear people's chakras. Does he have all the bowls with, you know, there are 7, and they are so expensive, Jerry.
I don't know if he has all 7, but he said all he said is I use one, so I don't know how many he actually has.
I think he'll be able to explain it maybe to us tomorrow, but I do know that people who usually have one usually have the F sound, which is from your heart. And they say that if you have that one, that it actually resonates with all of the chakras because, of course, your heart is your middle chakra. So,
right.
Jerry, I love that. We will have to make a date that you can get on. Now that we're through the chakras, maybe we should bring in some singing bowls or let people hear what that note sounds like. It is usually, those singing bowls are so beautiful. It sounds like angels themselves singing. And go ahead.
If you haven't heard one, it's very calming. I mean, you just shut your eyes automatically.
Yes, it really, what's so funny is anybody hasn't heard the singing bowls, they resonate with your core, and your core is where your chakras are. So that Kundalini energy, oh my goodness, it is just amazing. It really, it's like bone, it goes right to your bone. I can't explain it. It's your core, your inside, your energy source. So I have heard them. And I really wanted to get a set of them. I don't know what I'd do with them because knowing me, I would have them and I wouldn't have any time to do them. But, Jerry, I am so happy. I would love you to play them on the show or whatever one you have on a Monday because that would really, really be a great thing for everybody to attune to or Friday. So we have 90 seconds left. I want to thank everybody. Please, please join me. I love the radio. You know I love the airwaves. I love bringing you anything I can, and I love talking to you. So, again, I have 60 seconds. Please join me and Jerry Humphreys tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We are going to rock in your messages of all sorts. And thank you for listening, and thank you for being here. And, Candy, of course, thank you for helping me. You are going to be on Thursday helping others. So, again, I thank you. Thank you, Candy. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, everybody that's listening. I love you. Have a great start to your week, and I will see you here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Again, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being here.